Joining us is Greg Portell, lead partner, global consumer practice at Kearney on the assessment of Black Friday and what we can expect from Cyber Monday. Greg joins us from St. Louis. So looking at the brick and mortar retailers, they saw in-store traffic tick up 2.9% according to Sensormatic, e-commerce up by 2.3% according to Adobe Analytics. Were you surprised by the somewhat muted response to Black Friday?
Well, the response for Black Friday itself was pretty muted. But if you look at the overall holiday trends and the fact that a lot of retailers have essentially cannibalized their own holiday by creating weeks and weeks of build-up to the event, it's probably not all that surprising.
What do you think we could see from Cyber Monday? Is that when people might come out and spend a little bit more?
Well, I think all of these artificial dates that we're putting on the calendars need to be put under a little bit more of a scrutiny, scrutinous view, because the holiday shopping season is really spreading out. So I think we will see a bounce. We'll see retailers start to put a lot more discounting strategies into play starting on Monday, and that will create a little bit of a bounce, but I don't think that it'll be nearly as robust as we were hoping for.
Okay, so if we take these holidays out, in general, what are you seeing in terms of the health of the consumer? Are you seeing them wanting to part with some of this cash that they have hoarded over the pandemic, or is it getting more to the point that people are worried about what's going to happen in 2023 and they don't want to be spending on discretionary items?
Well, the amazing thing about the U.S. consumer is that they can be both worried about the future and still spend for the holiday. So we're still expecting very strong results for the holiday season in the high single digits of growth. We'll see continued strength at the high end of the consumer that's a little bit more resilient to the inflationary pressure. And then the more mid to lower tier consumers will also be strong because they'll be bargain hunting with and playing a little bit of a cat and mouse game with retailers that are sitting on too much inventory. So overall, we would expect to see a pretty robust consumer response to the holiday season.
So what does that mean for the low end? Are you expecting not as much and some of those discount retailers? And then what does that mean for inventory buildups too?
Well, most retailers are sitting on too much inventory. The question is going to be, how do they get rid of that inventory? And there's a lot of pressure both on the middle market of retail and then also the middle of consumers. So the game that lower end consumers are going to be playing is, at what point does do the items that they're looking for come down into their price range? There's no doubt that middle band of retailers are going to end up discounting heavily over the holiday season. And the waiting game that the consumers are going to be playing is, how long can they hold on for those specific items they're looking for until the retailers decided to discount the pricing? So we would expect to see the opportunistic buying at the low end of the market.
We were looking at some of the Adobe Analytics, analysis of what they've said it was some of the hot ticket items. I love seeing that Bluey is there, the Australian character. just tell us what you're seeing in terms of trends, though. And are people still also opting for, experiences rather than physical items?
Well, obviously, physical items still dominate the market, but experiences and that little something extra. I think what we saw during Black Friday is the traditional doorbusters are pretty much gone. We're starting to see a consumer that's much more intentional in how they spend, and that is going to make those bespoke experiences a little bit more of a hot ticket item. We're going to be looking for something that makes our friends and family remember what we're giving them as opposed to just the volume of what we're giving them. So while the spending may be up a little bit, it's going to be more on those intentional items, and services and experiences are definitely in that group.
I just wanted to get a little bit more on your thought on what you're saying about the retail world bifurcating on these multiple levels. So as we talked about the high end versus the low end, just tell us a little bit more about what you mean there.
Well, retailers that struggle to create a reason for consumers to go to the store are going to have a disappointing holiday season, because we know that there's strength at the top end and we know that the bargain shopping will be at the low end. But if you're in that middle tier of retailer where consumers have to wonder, why would I go to this store? Why would I buy a product at company A versus company B? That's where there's really no place for retailers to go. And that's really the bifurcation that we're talking about. So increasingly, retail management teams are struggling to give consumers a reason to shop. almost all of these retailers are sitting on an incredible amount of data. So they know a lot about what consumers are looking for and how they buy. But if they can't use that to their advantage, they're going to struggle. So that's really the bifurcation. There's no reason to be in the middle of retail now. You either have to be an efficiency play or an experience play. And that's where we're starting to see the market kind of part.
And just quickly, a word on e-commerce. I mean, are you seeing that more of a trend? I mean, why go to the shops, park, pay all of the parking and the petrol if you can click and get it delivered the next day?
Well, and that's really that efficiency play. There still is an incredible role for physical retail, but it has to be for a specific purpose. It's if you just want something, or you want something tomorrow, or whatever your time window is, there are much more efficient ways to do that. And that's that e-commerce channel. Where physical retail really needs to differentiate itself is an educated sales associate, a better assortment, an opportunity to touch and feel products. That's where that physical retail still has a role. If you are just an efficiency buyer, e-commerce is always going to be better.
All right, Greg. Thanks for your time. Greg Portell is lead partner, global consumer practice at Kearney, on the line from St. Louis for us.